Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay. Good afternoon, my friends. I watched the RNC convention last night come to a close, and I was amazed at the upbeat, patriotic, God-loving, and praising theme that was all over it. Even Trump's acceptance speech that ended it came with all of that, saying that we can all be proud to be Americans in this great country. So different from the DNC convention last week, where I was actually surprised to see American flags on the stage. But that is the only thing that happened in that one that showed where they were from. No praise for America, only doom and gloom. But last night was a totally different story, where American greatness was applauded, and the theme was more like, made in America is a great thing. But nothing showed the differences in the party than the news afterwards. When it comes to joy in America, the Demonorats have lost all semblance of it. The main headline of the Albuquerque Journal this morning was, Trump lashes Biden, defies pandemic on White House stage. Always something to show that Trump is doing the wrong thing. The article written by three people, I guess, because it takes so many up with anti-Trump, anti-American rhetoric needed. The first line said, as nation reels from pandemic, racial turmoil, president seeks second term. Like he shouldn't be seen going after a second term because of all the crap that was essentially caused by the liberal mindset of allowing all the lawlessness and sickness to take a nation down the proverbial hole, because after all, it must be Trump's fault. Oh no, in the cities that are being racked by the violence and huge deaths from coronavirus, they are all run by Demonorats. Laura Lightfoot of Chicago, de Blasio of New York City, Ted Wheeler of Portland, as they are all allowing lawlessness in their cities while law-abiding citizens are stuck in their homes unable to do anything. But that is not all they have to worry about. While these law-abiding citizens are stuck in their homes, the groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter come around the neighborhoods and tell the people to get out. The houses are now theirs. Here is my idea on these things. One of these days, and it won't be long, someone from one of these racially charged groups are going to go to a house and demand the people get out because the house now belongs to them. And the homeowner is going to pull a gun, aim it at their faces, and exclaim, so are these bullets. Blam, blam, blam. Sounds ludicrous, like something that won't happen, right? Just think of these rioters running around our cities, destroying police cars with police in them, houses with people in them. A year ago, you would have said this couldn't happen, not here in America. Freedom-loving America, it has happened to us. To the socialist communists, it is part of their plan to take over the country. And the sad part about this is the liberal leadership in our cities, like de Blasio, Lightfoot, Wheeler, and the governors like Cuomo, Newsom, Whitmer, Grisham, and others are all pushing us towards that America. Why else would they put down the patriotic display put on by the RNC convention last night? Why else would they think it was bad? The Demonobrat Party has changed a lot in the years since 1960. Back then, John F. Kennedy would have loved the display put on by the Republicans last night, but not today's Demonorats. They hated it because they say Trump is trying to destroy our democracy. No, folks, it is the Demonorats who are destroying this economy, our patriotism, and this great nation. The Demonorats alone, with some help by the withering elite of the Republican Party, which, by the way, is diminishing because the radical left of the Democrats are embracing to destroy our history, our nation, and our Constitution. Welcome to today's NWCR radio show for this, the 28th day of August in the year of our Lord 2020, with your host, me, Robert Garding. And I am glad that you are all here. I will be opening up the chat room shortly.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert T. and Fidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert. Welcome to the show as we kick off our first CNM show since the ending of the RNC convention. And what a show for you, too. We were going to do a two-hour show today, but I essentially ran out of time trying to set things up for what I needed to do and didn't have the time to set up a two-hour show in the studio. So I got a one-hour show going today. Of course, it's Friday. I'm sure that most of you have other things that you'd rather do than to listen to a show for 2 hours and then have most of what's left of the today over with. But the call-in number is 646-478-5284. If you have anything to say, and the chat room is now open. Sparks flew after President Trump's acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention on Thursday. A fireworks display over the Washington Monument lit up the sky in red, white, and blue and spelled out Trump 2020, along with some fireworks that exploded into the shape of stars, which was really amazing. Critics brought up the ethical concerns with the National Park Service for aiding in producing a video promoting Trump and approving the RNC's plan to host the fireworks show. All I could say is, oh, brother. Watchdogs and the fireworks, as well as Trump's venue of accepting the nomination from the White House, violate the Hatch Act, which prohibits most federal employees, either other than the president and vice president, from engaging in political activity while on duty. Folks, isn't President Trump the president? Made like it clear that government dollars are meant to be used to serve the American public, not to help political office holders remain in power. Now, if this is such a big thing now, why wasn't it a big thing when Obama did the same things, running for president while president? I mean, I didn't hear anything from anybody, media, left, right, anyone, saying that this was wrong. It went against the Hatch Act. Nobody said it because nobody thought it. Now, of course, the liberals think it because Trump is trying to become president for his second 4 years. Apparently, it's okay for a Democrat president to campaign for a second term while president, but for a Republican, it's not. Federal appropriation laws made it clear that American the government dollars are spent meant to be used to serve the American public, not help political office holders remain in power. And that appears to be what this video and what this event at the mall was designed to do. Donald Sherman, Deputy Director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, told The Hill. Of course, during the time that Obama was doing this kind of thing, Donald Sherman, Deputy Director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, didn't say anything to anybody. Of course not. Trump spoke of his handling of the coronavirus pandemic, riots occurring across the country, economic opportunity, and the defense of law enforcement. But what happened outside the RNC convention after it was over should show all of us just what the left really does stand for. Friday on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, rehashed his experience from a night early having been confronted by a mob of protesters near the White House in Washington, D.C. after the conclusion of the Republican National Committee. Paul explained his reasoning for his decision to walk to his hotel and what he felt might have happened if there had been no police by. The threats were to fuck you up. Threats were if they could get a hold of you, and I truly believe in every fiber of my being that they had, if they had gotten us, they would have gotten us to the ground. We might not have been killed. We might not have been injured or by being kicked in the head or kicked in the stomach until we were senseless. I've seen the pictures. Most of the networks will not show the pictures of this. This is happening in all of our cities. To stop and thank God for the police, he said. He also said, had we not gotten to the police, I truly believe that the police saved our lives and we would not have been here today or we'd be in a hospital today had the police not been there, Paul continued. I'd like to thank them if they are watching this. We thanked them last night, but it was still a melee. They were trying to get people, you know, away from us, even in the hotel. People were following us into the hotel. Unquote. The left, it seems, raises hell when someone does something like that to them. But when it happens to someone on the right, oh my, that is okay. I mean, look, it happened and we haven't said anything bad about it. Yeah, right. The right to campaign for himself to run for re-election, especially this one. He's not only campaigning, but he is also doing his job, something that Obama didn't do, something Obama never did, because no matter where he was campaigning. He even said so himself. So according to the media, it is okay for Obama to do this, but Trump? No, cannot be done. He is a Republican, after all, and that makes him an enemy of the people. The problem with that logic is that the left uses is that everything they are standing for now is illegal. Bringing illegal invaders in and then demanding that calling them illegal makes us racist. No, again, that makes us the only ones telling the truth. Here. The left has lost that ability completely lately. The only time they will follow a law is when said law will help them in their un-American ideals on how they want this country run. But by all means, follow the law. But when the law doesn't fit their agenda, which it doesn't anymore, then they must make up new laws or warp the ones that are on the books. That seems to be the way the demonic rats run anything anymore, which is the reason that I never call them Democrats anymore, because they are not. John F. Kennedy was a Democrat. He believed the laws and the laws on the books, no matter what. But the demonorats of today, the laws only get in their way. And when the Republicans do anything, they will criticize it to the hilt so that they can persuade the American people, that they, the demonorats, are the ones that have this country's goodness at heart. They are the ones who will do everything they can to save this demonocracy. They always say the Republicans are destroying our democracy, but it is them that is destroying America. We are not a democracy, for one thing. We are a constitutional republic. They want us to be a democracy because that would be nothing more than mob rule. And that is what the demonorats have to be part of, mob rule. Why else do you think they are condoning what is going on here in America with Antifa and Black Lives Matter? If they really loved America, they would stop saying Black Lives Matter and start saying All Lives Matter, because they matter for thinking instead of manure, they would realize that all lives matter means all, including the blacks. But just try to go out in public and yell all lives matter in today's culture of the left, and you would probably end up in the hospital for not agreeing with their narrative. I believe in God, and to him, all lives matter, not just one. And we will be right back. We will be right back after these important messages.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol. Six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://amazon.com/dp/15002844491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today. Nation Media, or CNM as the network has been shortened to, is growing again. Airing on Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on CNM, because now is the time for this network and his show, American by Design. As before, but with more urgency than ever, American by Design is back with the mellow voice of Bing, and that voice will help keep us all informed about what the Democrats have in store for us and why we have to fight them every step of the way, because socialism is not for us, freedom is. Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, American by Design with our very own Uncle Dean Fisher back on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Comes this one that kind of shreds a rioter's narrative. Mother of Kenosha man shot by cops apologizes to Trump. Shreds violent rioters destroying America. And this one actually was one I found this morning. It said the shooting of Jacob Black in Kenosha, Wisconsin is the latest racial incident to rend the social fabric of our country. Blake, according to Kenosha News, was shot 7 times in the back at close range on Sunday after police were called to a domestic altercation. Turns out that really wasn't what they were called there for, but witnesses say he was trying to break up a verbal altercation between two women, but police focused their attention on him. Blake was reaching into the driver's side of his car despite warning not to do it. Now, in the other article that I found on this, he was reaching into the passenger side. So I'm not really sure which one it is, but whichever one, he was told not to do this. Reports now say Blake is paralyzed from the waist down. A graphic video on social media shows the shooting, although not the events leading up to it. It is like so many things in this summer of our discontent, a political Rauschenbach test. Once one gets over the absolute shock and horror of the video, it's easy to see how the video has elicited strong reactions from both liberals and pro-police users on social media. No, Blake shouldn't have reached into his vehicle, which would have made officers believe that he might be reaching for a weapon. Yes, without receiving specific training in how officers are supposed to engage at aspects of these situations, it does appear to this observer that police could have missed opportunities to subdue Blake without shooting him before he reached the door of his SUV. It's a dreadful situation, but one in which we should wait for the facts to come in. Seems this kind of thing has not been happening here in America since the hands up don't shoot crap in Ferguson, Missouri. But like all those instances, people aren't going to. So rioters have turned Kenosha into another grim, dispiriting citywide melee in the wake of controversial death. Now, two people are dead because of an attack allegedly at the hands of a deranged teen obsessed with police work. Businesses have been burned, lives have been ruined, property has been destroyed, and confrontations between business owners protecting their property and rioters who want to destroy it have become a thing. In other cities, rioters and aggressive demonstrators were prevalent also. Most notably in Washington, D.C., where demonstrators were recorded in several tense confrontations with diners who refused to raise their fists as protesters demanded they do. Now, I talked about that one on one of my updates this last week, where they actually went after a couple at a restaurant and got mad at them and started to attack them when the people at the restaurant wouldn't raise their fists in the air like the demonstrators wanted them to. What does Blake want? Not this, I guarantee you. In an interview with CNN's Don Lemon, and I know I could get in trouble for the pronunciation of his name if he heard me pronounce it, but I don't care. Blake's mother talked about the reaction to her son's shooting. Julia Jackson was decidedly unimpressed with the violent protesters, and they're actually violent rioters, if anything, because they're not protesters once they become violent. She said, "My family and I are very hurt and quite frankly disgusted. And as his mother, please don't burn up property and cause havoc and tear down your home, tear your own homes down in my son's name. You shouldn't do it. It's just not acceptable. It's not helping Jacob," she continued. "It's not helping Jacob or any other of the men and women who have suffered in these areas." As for the president, she said she was sorry she missed the call that he made to her. And that's something else that, you know, President Trump does when something like this happens. He will call the family. He's not too big to do that kind of thing. But she said, "And then also for President Trump, I'm sorry I missed your call," she said, "because had I not missed your call, you made would have been different. I am not mad at you at all. I have the utmost respect for you as a leader of our country," unquote. According to USA Today, she had a similar message for the reporters on Tuesday. "We really just need your prayers," Jackson said. "As I was writing here, the city, I noticed a lot of damage. It doesn't reflect on my son or my family. If Jacob knew what was going on as far as that goes, the violence and the destruction, he would be very unpleased. It wasn't just this incident that sparked riots against the wishes of families, however. Tom Elliott, the founder of conservative news clip Grabian, noted this is what so many other families have said. There was George Floyd's brother just several months ago who said, channel your anger to do something positive or make change another way because we've been down this road already. The anger damaging your hometown is not the way he'd want. Just relax. Justice will be served." Then the family of Michael Brown, who was shot by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014. They said, "We reject any kind of violence directed toward members of law enforcement. We specifically denounce the actions of standalone agitators who unsuccessfully attempt to derail the otherwise peaceful movement that has emerged throughout the U.S., unquote. Then the family of Trayvon Martin after he was shot by George Zimmerman in 2012. Quote, "As we've stated repeatedly in the past, our family rejects any kind of violence directed toward members of law enforcement and our community in general. We must work together to peacefully bring about change in our communities. Violence is never the answer." Now, if all these protesters had listened to these family members of Trayvon and Michael Brown and all of these other ones that are causing so much violence in this nation, if they would have listened to the families, maybe things would have been different. But they don't seem to want to listen. They want to just go out and destroy things. It must be one of those things that tells them, well, now's my chance. I can go out and destroy stuff and nothing bad is going to happen to me. And that's the only thing I can pull out of this whole mess. You know, as people are realizing that, hey, BLM and Antifa are doing these things, join in and do these things, get away with it. That's what's going on in our country today. And the things that are happening are stuff that we really have got to nip in the bud. And that's something that Trump said yesterday. in his speech that law enforcement was going to be enforced, that the things that are going on in this country are going to be stopped, and they need to be. That's just where this whole thing has to stop. We will be right back after these important messages. Looking for fake news? You won't find it here. Conservative Nation Media, America's best truth detector. In the world of business, it is always exciting to announce the formation of a new one, and an LLC to boot. Enter now, I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Jamestown, Indiana, but working out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, I Am the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are almost endless, from photography and weddings from above, to photographing homes for realtors, all the way to mapping. I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective that was hard to attain to before without a good amount of risk to your employees. That's I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC at 505-317-8741 or email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR@REAGAN.com. And the phone number again is 505-317-8741. We are your one-stop shop for drone services and printing needs. Give us a call. We do it all. Welcome to CNN's newest show, NADA with Mango, or National Association of Disgruntled Americans. We know there are many out here who are disgruntled and mad about what is going on in our great nation, and how the left seems hell-bent on destroying all of our freedoms and our liberties while destroying the greatest nation on the face of the earth. NADA with Mango, based out of Texas, started earlier this year, and then after 5 episodes, Chris and his family lost their home, and they have been working to find another one. As soon as is possible, Chris Mango will be back with his show here on Conservative Nation Media on Wednesday evenings at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Join Chris for a rousing hoo-ha for America with NADA with Mango on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time with CNN, where America always wins. Okay, we are back. Excuse me. With the next segment of the show. While the RNC was celebrating American exceptionalism, leftist hellraisers have been wreaking havoc nearby in D.C. Joe Biden is working very hard to tie the violence that Democrats and elite media types alike have been tactfully encouraging as mostly peaceful protests for months. But we all know that they're really not. You know, once a peaceful protest is one thing. That is something that we have the right to through our Constitution. But it's like I've been saying, once you become not peaceful, then you lose that right. When Trump offers to send federal help to quell the riots, the Democrat mayors and governors and members of Congress reject that help as fascistic fascistic or authoritarianism. They call our public servants thugs and Gestapo, and the cities spin into chaos. The body count associated with this violence is rising. But because Trump is not the authoritarian he's often accused of being, he has respected the authority of local officials. This means that the ownership of the unresolved violence falls to those who made the decision to reject federal help, not the federal government itself. That doesn't stop Biden from saying stuff like this. Quote, when Donald Trump says tonight you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America, look around and ask yourself, how safe do you feel in Donald Trump's America? Unquote. To which a sane person can say, hey, all of this stupidity and violence is being condoned by the demonic rat-run cities. And for that matter, when Trump tries to help and send in help to help out these situations, the demonic rat mayors all say they don't need his help. Biden, you're a moron at best on this. And some of the things that this man comes out and says just absolutely amazes the hell out of me, that someone this out of touch with everything wants to be our president and has a whole political party falling in behind him to make him so. It's amazing. From the Albuquerque Journal this morning comes this one, written by Representative Dr. Greg Schmedes, who is a Republican from Tierras. Introduced legislation HB 11 to remove the power that the state of New Mexico currently holds to force individuals under threat of house arrest to vaccinate people against their will in the case of a public health crisis. The governor would not allow my legislation to be even given a hearing. Well, of course not. She is one of those liberals who wants complete and total control over the people, like Newsom of California and Whitmer of Minnesota and Cuomo of New York. And like them, if their policies run amok and make things happen that are bad, it isn't their fault. Of course, that would be the fault of President Trump. He goes on to write, saying, at the time, I spoke to many folks who thought my concerns were alarmist. Unfortunately, no one can think that now. In one of Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's weekly COVID-19 vaccine mandatory announcements, vaccine was made mandatory for nursing home residents, healthcare workers, educators, first responders, and corrections populations. She also seemed to imply that requiring the vaccine for school children was also under consideration. Now that everyone must take the threat of mandatory vaccination seriously, let's consider the implications of such a policy. First, I must state that mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations and medical freedom are mutually exclusive. Forcing healthy people to take a vaccine under threat of legal prosecution is wrong. The government should not be allowed to force you to undergo a medical procedure or inject something into your body against your will. We do live in America, not communist China, after all. In the case of this particular vaccine, if one is approved and produced, we will be dealing with a substance rushed through approval with potentially unknown side effects. I would be very wary of forcing a vaccine on a large population, even without my belief of medical freedom. Mandatory vaccines might also violate the religious freedoms rights of individuals who have a religious objection to vaccinations, particularly be derived from fetal cell lines, but this is still uncertain. I am also concerned about the economic results of such a policy when it comes to teachers, police officers, and other professionals choosing to leave the state if they are faced with the prospect of mandatory vaccination. If the governor makes good on her promise, I may be forced to or give up the practice of medicine in New Mexico. I will not take a vaccine with such a high potential for unknown side effects. But I would like to raise one more reason why mandatory vaccination is dangerous. At the end of the session, I received from a lobbyist for a major pharmaceutical company who was concerned that I would even draft such legislation. That's because pharmaceutical companies stand to benefit more than anyone else from mandatory vaccinations. We've seen this type of corruption in state politics before. In 2007, Texas Governor Rick Perry signed an executive order mandating that all 11 and 12-year-old girls in the state should receive the HPV vaccine. It was later revealed that not only had the company that produced the vaccine substantially donated to Perry, but his former chief of staff had become a lobbyist for the same company. Pharmaceutical companies produce life-saving drugs, for which I am tremendously grateful. But you should not be given financial and political power at the expense of individual liberty. Now, he finishes this with saying, I am a doctor, and I am not, hello, Vorp, good to see you there. God bless you, too. I am not against vaccinations, but I think most vaccinations in use today are extremely beneficial. But the best tool and the only tool worth using in a free society is persuasion, not force. There is a very wide gulf between recommended and required, and it is a gulf we as Americans should not cross. And I say amen to that one, sir. Amen to that one. And, you know, this whole idea that the government can mandate to you that you have to take a vaccine is wrong in any way, especially when the vaccine has been rushed through everything without the years of testing that is usually involved in something like this. You know, it's like the doctor in that article said, pharmaceutical companies produce life-saving drugs for which he is tremendously grateful, and they should not be given financial and political power at the expense of individual liberty, which is very true. What is going on now, Vorp says he's against the no liability vaccine makers enjoy. And I am too. And that's the other thing that we have to look at here. The people who are the pharmaceutical companies that are making these vaccines have a no liability clause in it to where if something goes wrong because of their vaccine, they cannot be held liable to that. That is wrong too. This whole thing just stinks to high heaven, and it should be not allowed as long as these things are in place. The pharmaceutical company should be held liable if they're going to force something through really fast to get it on the market without proper testing. And this is what's going on now. They're forcing this vaccine through as quickly as they can without the proper testing. But they cannot be held liable for it if something goes wrong. And most likely something will go wrong. And that's where we have our problems with this one. And no matter what our governor here in New Mexico says, I won't take it. And if it comes down to it, I will move. You know, I will not be made to take a vaccine that has not been proven to be safe. And Vorp says it, so long as the makers have no accountability, he'll not take the vaccine either. And that's the way everybody should feel about this thing. As long as The people who are making this and putting this thing out have no accountability for what happens. You shouldn't take that vaccine either. And we will be right back.
NWCR Radio will be right back after these messages.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Not just one, not two, but three great shows. The one I want to talk about today is Black by Color Only with Southwest Vincent Brown, based out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is Conservative Nation Media's second show of the week on Saturdays. Right now, Black by Color Only is on hiatus until September as Vince needed some time off to spend with his family. And of course, family is important, no matter what the Democrats have to say about it. So starting again in September, Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown will be airing on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We can't wait for Black by Color Only to restart on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
No one can really imagine what lifestyle our military families live while they serve to protect us, both foreign and domestic. These families say goodbye to their loved ones for months and even years at a time. They miss birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, first steps, first words, and they are sometimes not even recognized upon their return. They move every 2 to 4 years. Their children have to go to a new school, make new friends, and just to keep up with all the changes and losses while their parent is gone is hard work. Most people do not realize the financial burden of relocating a family time and time again. Not only that, but insurance rates change every time, and coming up with first, last, and deposit for an apartment if there isn't housing available to you is expensive. Traveling home for emergencies is too. The military doesn't cover these, and the list goes on and on. People think the government covers all costs for families, and it's unfortunately not true. Because of all the troubles they have, families are at times in need of help and greatly need our patriotic citizens to give them a helping hand by sending in donations. That is where we come in. SAMFAM, Inc. is a nonprofit 501c3 foundation that is dedicated to helping America's active military. Our mission is to provide support, protection, and help boost morale and peace of mind for active duty military by helping their families. We also want to assist retired veterans in the same way. The families we help are chosen through essays. Now here is where we ask for your help. Checks made out to SAMFAM, Inc. and sent to 18 Eastern Avenue, Saco, Maine, 04072. That's SACO, Maine, 04072. Your donation will go to helping these families. Make sure to let us know where you heard about this so we can know how you found out about our services. Your donations are tax deductible, and may God bless you. We are back for the final segment of today. Like I was saying earlier, I had the show scheduled for 120 minutes, but I kind of ran out of time trying to set up the thing, and it doesn't take very long to set up 1 hour in the studio, but to set 2 hours up, I didn't have enough time for it, so I had to go in and change the time so that it's only an hour long today. Kamala Harris is now saying, according to an article in Breitbart News, that headlines, Kamala Harris, I am radically in love with my country. Yeah, right. Kamala Harris, Democrat of California, told NBC's Today Show on Friday that, quote, "I am radically in love with my country," unquote. Her comments came the morning after she declared, "The reality is that the life of a black person in America has never been treated as fully human," unquote. Harris, who is the running mate for former Vice President Joe Biden on the Democratic Party presidential ticket, stirred controversy with that comment made in the pre-buttal address before President Donald Trump's acceptance speech in the Republican National Convention on Thursday evening. NBC's Craig Melvin appeared to offer Harris a way to dispel concerns that she is too far left from the NBC transcript. Melvin, "Perhaps you've heard one of the chief criticisms of the Biden-Harris ticket by some is you're radical. You're a radical liberal in someone, and some are saying they're not liberal enough." Harris, "The most important point I think can be made about the diversity of who we are is an embrace of who we are. That's who we are as Democrats. We embrace who we are. We're not requiring people to march and fall in line, if you want to call that radical, perhaps in the eyes of Donald Trump. But I would say a quest for unity and a fight for America that sees everyone, and a vision of the future of America in which everyone can see themselves as a reflective of who we are and who we are aspired to be as a nation, as our strength as a nation." Did you get that? That really didn't make much sense to me, but Melvin goes on to say, "So it sounds like you're a radical centrist." Harris, "I am saying I'm radically in love with my country." The media have attempted to portray Harris as a moderate, though she is the most left-wing, has the most left-wing record of any senator in 2019. It seems that this article started with a photo. And that photo was of Kamala Harris rallying in front of a microphone with a sign that reads, "Stop Kavanaugh." If this woman was really in love with America, why, oh why, does she rail against everything and everyone who is good for this nation or who wants good for this nation? It seems the Democrats do not really listen to what they're talking about. Do not listen to what they're saying, because most of what Biden says does not make sense to me if he was somebody who actually loved this country. What Kamala Harris says does not make sense to me if they supposedly love this country. But the thing that's going on here is we've really got to watch out for what's happening, especially like here in New Mexico, where the governor wants to mandate this vaccine. One of the things that we really have to watch out for is that we could be just driving down the road and here comes a checkpoint where they will stop you. And if you aren't on their list, they will drag you out of the car and inject you right there on the spot. It would not matter whether you were opposed to it or not, or whether your religion tells you that you cannot have a vaccine. It wouldn't matter to them, because the leftist governors like Cuomo and Whitmer and Newsom and Grisham here in New Mexico, all they care about is the power that they have gotten by being elected governor. And they all think that because they're governor, they are the kings of their state. The problem comes in, whereas like with New Mexico, the governor is not above the other two parts of government. You've got your judicial and your legislative. The governor's not above those. The governor is co-equal with all the others. So if she wants to make a law or wants to get signature approval from the judicial and the legislative. We had signs all over the place telling us that it was a state law. We had to wear them. No, it's not. And I have gone out and told people this. I have gone out and rallied about this. I've gone to Walmart. They had signs out there saying that it was a state law. According to state law, we had to wear masks when we were out. And I kept telling them, no, it's not. She did not go through the legislative and the judicial parts of government, which are co-equal to her. She has to do that in order to make it a law. They finally changed the signs at Walmart, because I kept, every time I went in there, I told, it's not a law. Up in Taos, they've got a huge sign at the opening of, at the entrance to the city of Taos that says it's a state law, you must wear a mask. They got signs all over the freeways saying, wear a mask so the kids can go back to school in the fall. In all of this is anyone showing the facts that wearing a mask can actually make you sick if you're healthy. Wearing a mask will decrease the oxygen in your blood, in your brains, and in your lungs, can actually cause you to black out. And I've watched people driving cars all alone with the windows rolled up with a mask on. I actually saw one run into a telephone pole a few months or so ago because they had a mask on, and it turned out that they had passed out because they did not get the oxygen they needed, and they had the windows rolled up in the car. They were all alone. Who the hell are they going to get coronavirus or any other thing from if they're driving in a car all by themselves and nobody close to them? The only person making them sick is themselves by wearing those masks. But that's something that I have railed against, I've talked about, I have said it so often on this show, and I've actually sent 5 letters to our governor telling her this, showing statistics from doctors who have been doctors for over a quarter of a century in emergency situations and pandemics. And that still doesn't matter to her. On my last show, I mentioned that New Mexico was now one of only 3 states that did not allow indoor dining at restaurants. I was going to write the governor another letter. Well, this week, starting tomorrow, she's going to be allowing restaurants to have dining, eating inside the restaurants, but only at 25% capacity, but at least she's opening that back up. But I'll guarantee you, we have one person in the state that comes down with coronavirus over this, and she's going to close it all back down. We are out of time, but we will be back this next week or on Tuesday.
Aren't you glad the so-called doctrine doesn't apply here?
We will have our next show on Tuesday. On Saturday, or Sunday, we will have Bing Fisher with his American by Design. Hope you guys join that, and we will be right back on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. God bless you all. God bless our troops. And as always, as a friend of mine used to always say, we will not be ruled. God bless you all.
Get your tired ass pulled over to the side of the road. Get your hands off the wheel before you lose your load. See the sun stare you down like it might explode. From your last stand, getting high with the angels of the promised land.